The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this lovely planet of ours.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yeah, it's a radio show that takes place via the internet. Isn't that amazing? Amazing technology we have these days.
Really? I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And be prepared for us to finish each other's sentences.
Because we do. What else do we need to talk about?
Well, you know, that's actually the first step between the two of us in being unimportant.
What is that? Finishing each other's sentences without having to take credit for the end product?
Not only not taking credit, but not being married to where I think it needs to go or where you think it needs to go, but letting go into where life takes itself.
That's very good. I like that. Sometimes you forget, though, you know?
Yep.
You think what you have to say is so important.
And that if you don't get your point across, you'll have lost.
Right. Today's show is called Permission to be Unimportant. Now, let's talk about listening, because that's the way you're going to get the most out of the show anyway, if you actually listen. Now, look, I know a lot of you have listened to our shows before. And if
you may have heard every single one, and some of them many times.
Right. And you may think you know what we're going to say about listening, because you've heard it before. But if you actually listen this time, not to say that you didn't the last, however many, you may discover that there's something that you didn't hear before, the hearing of which could transform your life.
I love, you know, as you're saying that, Shia, I realize that listening, if you're really listening to another, you're letting yourself be unimportant, meaning you're not commenting on what they have to say. You're not in the mix.
You're not the expert who's going to judge whether or not they're saying it correctly.
Yes.
Yes.
You're just letting you be and being here for another.
And that allows them to be themselves.
And it actually allows you to take a rest.
And transformation happens. For them and for you, just out of your listening.
Wow, see, that is new.
Yeah, listening pulls you into the current moment of your life. And rare is the current moment of our lives because we are so programmed to think about everything, especially often to the future, based on what happened in the past. So see if for this show, just for this next 45 minutes or whatever it is that we have left, you listen to hear what's being said from the point of view of who's ever speaking. And I know we have callers calling in today. So from their point of view, from our point of view, the mere act of listening will, if you do listen rather than comment, will pull you into the current moment of your life. And that's all it takes to have your life transformed.
Sean, I recently went on a fishing trip where we chose to unplug, where we actually turned our phones to airport mode for the entire time. There was no access to the internet.
We lived on a boat in the Gulf of Mexico for a week with a crew of four and four other anglers.
So,
and they didn't speak, they spoke English, but their primary language, all of them, including the crew, was Spanish.
So whilst they were kind enough to include us and speak in English much of the time, it was their vacation as well. So to require them to do that all the time would have put a pressure on them. So there were lots of times, whilst at the dinner table, for instance, where the conversation flowed around us in a language that primarily we didn't understand. And so we unplugged in all sorts of ways, where we were just there enjoying the taste of the food or the feel of the air or the slant of the sun if it was during the day. There's a possibility that you can let go of all of those important things or seemingly important things that you have pulling on you.
And discover how to just be. You know, it was really great. Here's the thing. Whether people are speaking Spanish or English, most people aren't interested in what you have to say anyway. They are interested in what they think about what you have to say, and they're interested in proving their point of view right, and that's what most people are interested in. So we were speaking to people, and as soon as we realized that they weren't interested in what we were saying, we stopped talking.
Particularly if they were very interested in putting forward an experience they had or a point of view, we just stopped and listened. It was so great. We didn't need to prove or defend or advance some agenda. It was an incredible vacation. You know, if you can take a break when you take a break, as opposed to constantly be chewing on the things you have to do,
or the way you want to say something somewhere in the future, but allow yourself just to hang out with your life in each moment. Now that is an exquisite moment.
We have someone to hang out with.
Yeah, let's.
Vin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello. Hey, guys.
Hi, where are you calling in from, Vin?
I'm calling in from Frankfurt in Germany today, and I know this happened on the last radio show I called it to, but I kind of had to step outdoors, so I hope I can keep the background noise to a minimum.
Well, so far,
right,
so
now
good.
You're doing great.
Great.
And if there is background noise, we'll include it. How about that?
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
What can we do for you today?
Yeah, well, I thought it would be nice to check in, so I just feel that my life is doing great, and one thing that I'm noticing is that I just feel that things are moving very fast, and I'm really taking on a lot. But and I sometimes feel like I'm building this house of cards, and it could fall apart any minute, but it just doesn't. That's pretty cool. So that kind of reminded me also of being unimportant, that I don't have to really limit myself in whatever I take on, because I'm probably not that important.
Well, I think you're very important.
Okay.
And when we say being unimportant, we're really talking about giving yourself permission to relax a little bit, because most of us are so driven to accomplish and get what we think we need that we rarely, if ever, just allow ourselves to play.
Give you an example.
Yeah.
On a recent Monday in New York City, Shai and I went over and had a bite to eat before our Monday Night Live Say Yes to Your Life evening.
Yeah.
And on the way back from the restaurant to the hotel, there were two mothers and two young children who were obviously best friends. And these two little boys who were maybe they were young
and energetic and self-expressive and having fun and playing with each other, and they were just exquisitely enjoying being alive.
And they took arms with each other, and they were skipping, and they weren't trying to be men, and they weren't trying to look cool, and they were singing la 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 la, and they were going up to the corner, which was obviously their mothers didn't want them to cross the street without them, and they'd stop and they'd go, "We made it to the finish line," and they were creating these grandiose games from nothing other than a line in the sidewalk, and they asked if they could go to the park, and their mothers said yes, and they were like, "We're going to the park," and they were so excited to play.
Wow.
And most of us don't give ourselves permission to play. We are busy trying to advance an agenda or get ahead or accomplish something or be important.
Something else you said caught me, though. You said your life is moving fast and that it's like a house of cards and can fall apart at any time. And
yeah.
I don't get that.
Okay.
I don't see you as somebody who does things in a haphazard manner.
Okay.
I know you to be an actuary, somebody who's very precise and
accomplished,
and I just don't see you building a house of cards.
Okay.
Unless
yeah.
you purposefully are putting a card under there to slip out so that things can crumble, so you can have a distraction, so you don't have to face something challenging like intimacy.
Or your greatness.
Okay. Yeah, that's very good. It's very good to know. Yeah, it doesn't really feel like I'm going to slip. I don't know. I just think it feels like I'm not used to saying yes so much as I have been recently. And I think that's also due to working with you guys and visiting your workshops. It just feels really great. And I feel this great momentum building up. It's just not something I'm used to, I guess.
I understand. Now, see, here's the thing. Most of us think if things get good, they have to get commensurately bad to balance everything off.
Okay.
And they don't.
Yeah.
They can just keep getting better and better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Very cool. Yeah.
Very cool. It is very cool.
But also, your mind is a survival machine, Vin. So it's
yeah.
going to want to search around to make sure you're not missing some component that might sneak up and eat you.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a relief to hear that. Yeah, so we'll see. It's going great.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that there's a level of relaxation just waiting to happen for you.
Okay.
Yeah, stop trying to get to where you think you need to get to.
Okay.
Because you keep driving yourself for an idea you have of what you need in your life, rather than realizing your life is perfect in this moment exactly as it is. So nothing needs to be different right now. You have in there, I'm certain you have in there, that if you had a relationship right now, life would be better.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yes. So stop stressing yourself about that, and it can happen.
Okay.
You put a pressure on yourself, and you'll push it away rather than let it come in.
Okay.
Can you feel at all how, at least in the early part of the conversation today, Vin, that you had a driving forward to get things over with or tie things up into a neat box type of energy?
I'm not sure I can see it right now. But it makes sense, it will ring true as something I've done before.
When this show gets archived, so that you can hear it again, just listen. It's important, though, that you don't listen with an agenda to fix yourself or change yourself, because actually right now you've dropped into
yourself. You've already transformed into to who you are.
So if you then try to fix it, you'll fix what's already been transformed.
And you shouldn't fix what isn't broken, because then it won't work well.
But it's also possible that you might be able to recognize what it feels like when you're not on center, what it tastes like, what it feels like, what the cadence, the rhythm of your speaking, your voice, when you're driving yourself. Most of us are so used to driving ourselves that we don't know how to give ourselves a break. We don't even recognize we're still driving ourselves.
You should also listen to see whose voice you're being when you're driving yourself.
Okay.
Is it your voice, or is it somebody else that you've modeled yourself after, or, you know, like, looked up to as you were growing up?
You know, I have something more to say about that, about a transformation that Shai had regarding his voice. But we need to go to a break. Can you come back with us after the break, Finn?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent.
Glad to hear that.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we'll do that. We'll go to a break.
And we'll talk about that after. We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey, you know, a lot of you guys listen to this show from all over the world. We have a video subscription series where you actually get to see Ariel and myself working with, talking with, having conversations with people that are enlightening and enlivening and So the subscription series is called the Premium Excellence Club, and you get a video in your inbox every Sunday morning. And the videos, you know, were made over the past year for the most part. And so we get to see videos every Sunday morning in our inbox that inspire us for the week and really demonstrate people's transformation. So you actually see people transforming. You can get what they get. It's a very, it's cost is less than a couple of lattes a week, and it's well worth joining up. You can get to the Premium Excellence Club through our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. It's a real asset. Even if you are in the New York City area where you can come to Monday nights, the Premium Excellence Club is still an asset. But if you're out in the boonies somewhere or in some foreign country where you don't get to visit with us on a regular basis, we can visit with you on your computer screen every Sunday morning with a new episode of Transformation.
Yeah, when I was learning Indonesian, I remember I got a series of tapes, because it was back in tapes back then, from Stanford University.
Yes.
And they were talking about that they learned learning pathways.
Right.
And that you learn by listening. So I listened. But they also talked about how seeing visual puts things in a different way. So if you're enjoying this show or enjoy being here, you may really enjoy including the visual component. And we get touched by them as we watch them ourselves. People are so fantastic. You all are geniuses. Most of you just don't know it.
Just haven't experienced it that way.
You with us still, Vin?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Now, there was a while prior to our having the enlightening events where Shai had the deep experience of the perfection of the moment that has been a catalytic event for how we live our life and what we teach and what we're up to. When we were living in a meditation center, and Shia had taken a lot of different courses, as had I. But I recall one of the people there who we were studying with asking Shia something similar to what he said to you about where did you get your voice or whose voice is that? And it's interesting that when you hear Shia talk now, you're hearing Shia talk now. It's not an amalgam of person A and person B who he looked up to or who he thought was more evolved than he was. It wasn't some parental figure that he was parroting. He's now being himself. And somewhere I think you still have voices. You haven't found your true voice necessarily.
You've incorporated these voices into representing you, but they don't represent you.
Okay. Okay. That's very cool.
I like it. So have fun.
Yes.
It's not a serious process.
Right. Don't work on yourself.
Have fun with it, you know, fun as the access way to enlightenment.
That's what we're going to be doing in Cambridge, England on July 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Fun. Yes. Whether you're coming or not, Vin, have some fun, okay?
I am coming.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll see you in Cambridge then in just a short while.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we have another caller. Let's take her.
Yes, Colleen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Great to hear you guys.
Thank you. Where are you?
I'm in New Jersey.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we can't see you from here. We're in the woods, but I'm waving anyway.
I'm waving back.
So nice and green around here these days.
Oh, lovely.
What can we do for you?
Well, I love this subject because it's my bent is to on everything pretty much is I have a serious important mission, it seems, wherever
yes.
I go.
Yes. I think it comes from growing up in Montana.
Yeah.
But also with the
Wait, did you grow up in Montana?
I did grow up in Montana, yes.
Yeah, you know, people are trying to prove that they're not hicks.
Yes. And you know that what's coming up also is in a few weeks my husband Jay and I are going to Montana, and the first couple of days we're there, there's an all class reunion, which means every class that's ever graduated in this small town in Montana.
Sweet.
You know, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm really excited about it, and I'm hearing I'm feeling like I'm needing to be important.
Yeah, like what have I done with my life? Trying to pick the salient points.
Yeah, well, those class reunions can be a little challenging. I do my best not to go to them because there are people there that are definitely trying to prove that they've accomplished something with their life, and they want to show you pictures of their grandchildren.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, they're life accomplishment. You know, you can get lost in the proving game that you've got something important, or you can relax into being ordinary, and ordinary is extraordinary.
Mm.
You know, just being yourself is enough. You do not have to prove to anybody that you've accomplished anything. Your being here is enough.
Cool. Okay.
You know, the other thing about it, you have a unique opportunity. You and Jay clearly love each other, and you are also skilled at taking care of other people. And the ability to actually listen to people or really fully engage and get interested in looking at the grandchildren pictures and not putting the attention back on you, oh, I don't have kids, I don't have them, what about me? And where you can actually get interested rather than comparing your life, people are going to walk away, at least potentially, with a big dose of well-being.
Mm.
Generated from you.
I like that.
But sure. when you compare
and you first off, you almost always come up short.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you come up ahead of some people in that judgmental estimation, that's change. There's no being. There's no partnership. There's no relationship. It's a split. So whether you're winning or losing, you still lose. Because some part of you loses along with the person you've deemed a loser.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be wonderful.
The other thing is this. You live in New York City.
Yeah.
You've become a sophisticated lady. At least in the eyes of a lot of people in...
the little town you came from.
The little town you came from. And you can either try to prove that you're a sophisticated woman, or you can be unimportant. You can be just an ordinary person, yourself. And that will be very, very refreshing, and people will not feel threatened by you. But if you're trying to prove that you've gotten somewhere, you accomplished something, and you're in any way superior, there will be backlash.
Okay.
The other thing is, if you really go about this time at this reunion and with the people there where you're really listening, you're going to gain a true appreciation for your roots and where you came from and how deep they are and how lovely that was.
Mm. Great.
Because, you know, it doesn't matter whether you grew up in the Bronx or you grew up in Montana or any other place. If you really allow yourself the luxury of having what you have rather than comparing or trying to have it be different, then life is just this amazing adventure. Being yourself is, rather than trying to be what you think you should be, is this springboard into greatness.
Cool. I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
This came at the perfect time, this call, so I'm just really grateful.
That's great.
Well, everything, Colleen, comes at the perfect time.
Mm.
It's all perfect. There's nothing wrong.
You know, when you lose track or lose the experience of the perfection of things, that's not bad. It's not wrong. It's just information that you've gotten lost trying to get somewhere. Chances are you're pushing to get ahead, or you're trying too hard or working.
Or you think something better exists somewhere else in the future or some other place, rather
mm-hmm.
than realizing that this moment is truly perfect, if you're here for it.
Mm.
You know, I find that if Shai and I have... There are times of the year where Shai and I do more compressed work, like in Costa Rica, where we have lots of hours of work with lots of people. And sometimes I add in projects, like when we're on a book project where we're writing and then we're doing seminars and we're doing radio shows and other things, things get a little bit more compressed. And if I start to lose my sense of humor, then I know that I'm off base. If things become serious, as you said, things sometimes appear serious to you. If things appear serious, then I'm taking myself way too importantly, or what I have to get done importantly, or driving myself forward. And, you know, sometimes people have a health issue that stops them in their tracks. And you don't have to wait until you have a catastrophic event or until you get sick to give yourself the license to take a break and be unimportant.
Have a little fun, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we mentioned earlier that we were on this fishing trip, and we were not special being there. You know, the other thing that was interesting, we weren't competing to catch the biggest fish. It was more we'd spend the day out on a skiff and come back for lunch or for dinner and to the mother boat. And
you know, that was always been kind of a dream for us, too.
Right.
To go on a mother boat, where you move different places and you have little skiffs that you go out during the day. And in a way, it was kind of neat because the person who booked the trip was with us with his daughter. And he said it was in the 10 years that he's been booking trips, it was the worst fishing he'd ever seen.
Oh, we had a great time.
It's like, if I thought I was there to catch fish, I would have been miserable.
But because there was one person there caught a fish on the first night, and then he couldn't catch anything the rest of the week, and he was miserable. But we weren't there to catch fish. We were there to be there.
Mm.
And incidentally,
we
fishing was
fish.
Part of it.
Yeah.
But the sun and the water and the our guide and the experience of being upright on a boat and the wind.
And the ospreys and the pelicans and, you know, like that. The tarpon.
Yeah. We actually, there was one moment, Colleen, you would have laughed if you could have been on our shoulder. The guide swore that he saw a tarpon in the mangroves. And mangroves are like these
trees
that grow
in the water.
In the water, and something
they put down many roots.
And so the boat is, well, you know, it's kind of small, but we were creating a tunnel. I mean,
through these trees.
We were dipping down and holding things up and cracking limbs and going through. And, of course, we get to the other side, and there was, like,
nothing.
And we kind of got to another side after going through all these bushes, and it was just a whole other lagoon. It was kind of like, well, okay.
That was fun.
But I felt like this adventurer.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole thing was an adventure.
It was very
like
fun.
Your life can be an adventure if you're here for it.
Mm.
But if you think that you have this important thing to accomplish, well, then mostly you're not here for your life.
You know, that's a really cool point. We have to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes.
Awesome. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success. Health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
I know we mentioned the fun as the access way to enlightenment course that we're doing in Cambridge, England, July 4th through 6th. So you are invited. We're also, the next weekend seminar we're doing in New York City is August 1st through 3rd, and it's creativity
and intuition.
Love that course. So,
it's a fun, very fun course.
It is. So come. Have some fun.
Join us.
You still with us?
We'll have fun together.
Still with us, Colleen?
I am.
Excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Excellent.
Yeah, I feel really great. So thank you so much.
Good. Good. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure.
Really
thank
a treat. And nice to hear you relaxed in yourself.
Thank you. It feels great.
Excellent. We have another caller, so let's take her.
Okay. Tanya, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Let's see. Where might you be calling from?
I'm calling from Oxford in England.
Oxford, England. Well, we'll be in Cambridge in a few weeks.
Goodies.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Excellent. We're looking forward to seeing you there, too. So, do you have a question for us?
I did have a question. Of course, I'm just, it's so relaxing listening to you guys and to Vin and Colleen, though.
But it's relaxing listening to you, too. I love your voice.
Really?
Not only your accent, your voice, too. It's very yummy.
Thank you. My question was about, I see how I put pressure on myself to do or say important things. And I notice it particularly, what seems to happen with me quite often is as it gets late in the evening, all these important things come into my mind that I should be doing. And so I find myself doing things quite at that time when really I would quite like to rest. And so I find myself just continuing on quite late and then getting tired.
This is not quite the same as what you're talking about, but it's similar. I have discovered that, actually I want to take a different tact. One of the things is that you think your thoughts or what comes into your mind is you.
So if you have a thought that says something like, I don't like this, or I'm tired, or I want to be able to be to impress these people with what I have to say, you think you're that thought.
And if you
and
think
that thought is you.
You have important things to get done, you also think that's you. And
that's right, I do, yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the things that Shai and I do in an anthropological approach or a transformational approach is that we observe how we go about our lives and without judging what we see. And one of the things we observe is our thoughts.
Processes.
And our thought processes and how they're impacted by things.
Right.
And sometimes we have repetitive type thoughts. And the thought, for instance, if Shai says to me, I don't feel well, and I think I'm faking it, that's code. The code is,
I'm really sick.
I'm really sick. Get into bed. Maybe we need to go to the doctor or the hospital. I think I'm faking it is usually the thought that gets generated when one of us is really ill. So we've taken to decoding our thoughts. And I have this one that sounds similar to what you're describing, that as you may have guessed if you listen to our show, we travel quite a bit.
Yeah.
And if I'm in the car on the way home from the airport and I'm going through a list of all the things I'm going to do when I get home, all these important projects.
Then she's dreadfully tired.
That means I'm really jet-lagged and I better go to bed.
Right.
You haven't stopped to look and see if when the cadence changes and you have all of these important ideas, that may be code for time to make a list of these ideas, go to bed, and start again in the morning when I'm fresh.
Another thing. When you want to be important, when you have the idea that you need to impress people with how much you know,
yeah,
I would look around and see who you're interacting with.
Okay.
Because you may be picking up someone else's mental process.
Oh, okay.
See, when you're around competitive people, you start competing.
You know, that's how road rage happens. One person's angry, they'll honk, and it evokes another. It's shocking to most people, but if another person is really angry, it'll evoke the rage in that person, and then you have dueling rage.
Right. And another one is insecurity. If somebody's talking a lot at you and trying to prove how intelligent or how accomplished they are, they're probably quite insecure. And this gives them the idea they've got some sort of step up. If you ever have a feeling like you need to prove yourself as intelligent or something like that, look around, see who you're being with, and have some compassion for the angst that they're in, the upset that they're in.
Right. Gosh, it's so funny that you say that, because this evening, earlier today, I was canoeing. I've been doing a canoeing course.
A canoeing course?
Canoeing, like Canadian, we call it open canoe. I think you call it a Canadian canoe.
Okay.
There's a river near my house.
Yes.
And we were paddling along the river, and I had the thought that I should be going faster. And it was so interesting because it was beautiful weather. It was the river was beautiful. The irises are out.
Yes.
It's bright yellow on the side of the river, and so I sort of caught the thought and went, wow, but this is beautiful. And slowed down, but I definitely had that feeling that I should be going faster. And there are some quite competitive people in my group.
Yes, and I'll tell you, those people have not taken courses in looking at their lives.
Right.
You might should bring some of them with you to Cambridge.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea. You know, there was a time that I lived in Maine, which is the most northern state on the east coast of the United States. And it's a cold, dreary place sometimes, especially in winter. And just before I moved there, I met somebody who told me about a workshop they had done, and I went and took that workshop, and it had a tremendous impact on my life. It was the first transformational workshop I ever did, and it had just a great deal of impact on my future, because I started really looking in the direction of transformation. And I shared it with everybody up there because they were so miserable. I figured if I could, and so pretty soon everybody on my road had come down from Maine to Boston, Massachusetts, where we were taking these seminars, to partake of the seminars because they saw value. And so to bring people from Oxford to Cambridge is not a big deal.
But what it did for Shia was it made his life so much easier because he took care of the people around them. So as you're saying, oh, wow, I'm starting to see how competitive people around me can impact me. Well, if you surround yourself with a community of people who have a dedication to well-being, that impacts you as well.
In a very profound and supportive way.
You know, it's interesting, this unimportant idea that we're playing around with today. In a certain respect, what we're suggesting in regards to inviting people to come with you, whether it's to our seminars or to a movie or to dinner or other things that you have to offer, you have to give up the story of, well, who would want to go with me.
Because the flip side of important is unimportant, and you know, people who try to prove they're important are afraid they might not be. And what's wrong with being unimportant anyway?
Nothing.
That's right. But nothing. Most of us,
yeah.
See, look, we've been raised in a culture where people are constantly judging other people, you know, especially in England. I mean, you know, they have the royals there, and then you've got the commoners. And you know,
and nobody wants to be Eleanor Rigby.
That's right.
You know, where she, you know, all the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Right.
You know, so we're all trying to prove that you know.
That they're gotten somewhere, and they especially when you're in you live in Oxford, and Oxford has a bunch of colleges there, right? Just like Cambridge.
Yes.
And so everybody there is trying to prove how important they are, how accomplished they are, how intelligent they are. Well, that's fine, but are they happy? Do they feel good in themselves? Are they comfortable in their own skin without making other people less?
No.
And then you have that mix of people, too. One of the things that I'm always aware of when we go to Cambridge is not only we generally go at a time when students who are considering going to Cambridge go there to take tours with their families, and you can feel the excitement and the possibility, but you also go into the Cafe Nero's, or you go into the Starbucks or the stores, and sometimes you see the people who are working there who are judging themselves, like what they're doing is not important enough, or I didn't expect this is where my life would lead, because they're judging themselves.
Yeah.
But then, of course, I think anybody's going to serve me coffee. I don't know if there's a more important job in the
world. No, that's one of the more important jobs in the world, is producing coffee for us in the morning. I have that job most mornings.
Yeah.
But sometimes Ariel switches off with me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I love the fact that it takes the pressure off, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you see, look, that we've been raised in a culture that puts pressure on itself constantly. At one point, we needed to do that to survive. You know, humanity really did need to pressure itself to do what needed to get done in order to survive. But our survival is pretty much guaranteed these days. It's insured. You know, like, even there are social things that if you run out of money, the government gives you money. You know, if you don't have a place to live, they give you clothing and shelter and food. I mean,
you know,
there
are cultures where they're apparently more spiritual and less driven forward, but even when we worked in Bali, Indonesia, our partner was driven to produce money so that he could have gold foil on his funeral pyre when eventually, at some day, he died.
Right.
And,
you know, so we all have different things that we've been trained to drive forward for.
Yes, but driving forward at the expense of losing the current moment of our lives really isn't worth it.
Cool.
I'm so glad you called in today.
Yeah, me too. It's
really
so
nice
meeting with you.
It's really lovely to talk to you.
Excellent. Very excellent. Say
Thank
hi to
you.
Your lovely daughter for us, please.
Yes.
Oh, I will. I will. She'll love that.
You know, next week's show, everyone, is Celebrate.
Celebrate. Now, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, why not? Celebrate. First, we're giving ourselves permission to be unimportant.
And then we can celebrate being alive.
I think it's an excellent, excellent progression.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Hey, thank you all for being with us, and thanks for helping us be top-rated on our network.
Oh,
we are honored to be here.
And do share the show with your friends. I mean, why not?
Have well-being be a communicable
ease.
Thanks for being here. We'll be back next week, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.